טוב, בוא נתחיל. קלמד א' אבליף. We just started שער הבחינה. Told you that there's three, despite the fact that בחינה is a very חושב thing, there's three obstacles that prevent a person from coming to recognizing this Achdus and Metzius of Hashem, and therefore they denigrate the Chiyuv to be Oved Hashem. So that's what Bechina brings you. Bechina gives you that. It gives you the knowledge, and it brings you to the understanding of Hashem's Metzius and his Achdus, which leads to the understanding that there's a Chiyuv to be Oved Hashem. These three things prevent that. So the first one we said is Radifa Akrahav Lo'elom. That a person is so busy running after Olam Hazeh, he hasn't got time to think, to stop and think about all the goodness and all the chesed and all the chokhmah that he sees in the Brit from Shem. He hasn't got time for that because he's too busy trying to fulfill all his taivas and his desires and his yearnings. That's the first problem we have. Okay, that one's easier to deal with. Asiba Sheni, see, this is hard work. How do we come into this world? We come into this world as a baby. It gets worse, by the way. Look at that. It should send cold shivers running up and down your spine. It's not, from the minute a child is conceived, Hashem is doing untold chesedim for him. About he just takes it for granted because by the time his brain develops to the point where he can actually start recognizing it, it's just become part of the, you know, that's the life. That's just the way things work. That's just the way things work. But what should send cold shivers running up and down your spine is the pasuk from Iyuv. It says, "Va'ir pera adam yivolet." There's another place in Chumash. Thank you. There's another place in Chumash where it calls somebody a pera adam. Oh, and Iyuv is telling you, you're also a pera adam. That's what it says. Iyuv is talking about us. Everyone's born a pera adam. Everyone's born a pera adam. You should have cold shivers running up and down your spine when you read that. Because we saw what a pera adam's capable of. We saw what a pera adam's capable of. And you have that in you as well. That's what the pasuk says. What do I do with the pasuk? The ayi pera adam yivole. I want to know what the pasuk's telling me. You're also born with it. So what's the difference? Oh, you have to speak up, otherwise no one can hear you. The private conversation.
Sounds like original sin.
My original sin. You were born a pera adam. Ishmael's a pera adam, and you're a pera adam. My original sin, you're saying about sinning. It's your Metzius. You're Perot of the Pesuk says Perot. But are you Perot or do you want it? You want something to say? Speak up. There are people here want to hear you.
Says definition
Perot. Is you are an animal in the shape of a human being. Worse than an Adam. It's actually worse than a behemoth. It's a special time of behemoth. It's a homobar. It's a type of a donkey. That is just wild, yeah, but it's wild to the point it has no boundaries. It's a boundaryless animal in the form of a human being. That's what every child born is. And therefore, you get given a Torah chinuch. A chinuch of Torah that takes you from being a little pera adam to becoming a human being. When you're born, you have nothing of what you need in order to live a life of a Torah Jew. When a goy is born, he has everything he needs to live the life of an Esav. He's not lacking anything. He just needs to get a bit bigger. That's all. He's got everything he needs. He's got five senses and taiva, and that's all he needs in order to function. This is the Kli Yoker in Parshas Toldos compares Esav to Yaakov. Yaakov has nothing he needs in order to fulfill his mission in this world while he's born. A little bit starts coming in by the mitzvah and slowly, slowly starts developing. When he gets to 30, 40, he starts getting more and more of what he needs to function in this world. But a cotton has nothing that he needs in this world. Nothing, he has nothing he needs in order to fulfill his mission in this world. He's a para adam. And you provide him with the Torah chinuch, you start mekadishing him. You start mekadishing him. And if he, God forbid, doesn't get that chinuch, then he can start taking the side of the Palestinians in this war. He can be Jewish, sitting in New York, and protesting against Israel. How did that happen? Because he identifies with a para adam. How does he identify with a para adam? Because he's a para adam. It's a pasuk in Yevam Furish. How can you miss that? That's what he identifies with, that brutal murder. How? Because that's how he was created. That's who he is. And we all have that inside of ourselves. And we have to mechanech ourselves out of that. That's the work. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with Shara Bechina. It's just an observation. But the Jews that identify with those animals, what right-minded human being can identify with that? Okay, so a lot of it's ignorant, it's misinformation, it's false news. So that accounts for some percentage. But there's a percentage that actually identifies with him. Because he's also a paradigm. You're all a paradigm. We all a paradigm. And if you don't do something about it, like you just said, you'll stay a para adam. You may not act out as a para adam because it's not socially acceptable, or as your fear of going to jail, or because of a whole lot of other external circumstances. But if you dig deep inside, you'll find it. It's there. And that's what the pasuk says. There's two places in Tanakh where it calls somebody a para adam. Yishmael's a para adam and he will stay a para adam. And as he converts, there's little he can do about it. And yet, he's also born a parado, but he has to do something about it. He has to start being mechanech himself and then his children, not to be parado. You start teaching them adimatzias. You find something that's not yours. You have to do something about it. You know why? Because it's not yours. What do you mean? Everything's mine. The parado has no boundaries. He has no yours and mine. That's why Yishmael lives in the Midbar. In the Midbar, there's no rules. You want to make a noise at 2 o'clock in the morning in the Midbar, make a noise. Gesundheit, who cares? You live in a city, you can't make a noise whenever you want. You can't do whatever you want. You can't park wherever you want. In the Midbar, you can do whatever you want. That's why Yishmael lives in the Midbar. Because he's a boundaryless person living in a boundaryless environment. It's a matim lo. But we don't live in the Midbar. We're not supposed to be living. We're supposed to have boundaries. It's the first thing you start teaching a child. Elumitzias, you find something in the street, stop, it's not yours. What do you do with it? What do you mean? It's mine. No, it's not yours. It's kvulot. Slowly, slowly, starts becoming a yid. But if they're hidden out there that identify with a paradigm, it's because inside there's still that paradigm flying around that has to be dealt with. You don't give them the correct chinuch, that's what you have, terrifying. Okay. I told you, it should send cold shivers running up and down your spine. That pasuk in here. No, I'm for sure that's Yishma, Maza Kashu Alai. The pasuk says a Kashu to me as well. It's terrifying. Okay. Back to our subject. No, it breaks one's heart to say such a thing. You know. So we born, and we have all this goodness and whatever. Somebody's making a what's the name? That's someone's got a yortzat, whatever, and they want us to somehow do something. So we'll learn Lina Nishmas, whoever that's meant for. So I don't know what to say. So there's all this goodness that's being done for this baby when he's born, and he doesn't know about it, he doesn't recognize it because he's a baby. And then he grows up, and as he starts recognizing what's going on, it just takes it for granted. It's never going to go away. See, it's always been here. That's the way the world works. After their seichel matures, hopefully, and their understanding gets stronger, and if shari besiklusom, they stay with that foolishness. Without recognizing the goodness that Hashem does with them, because why? Because I was always able to see. So what's the big deal? He starts getting a bit old, and he starts recognizing that, you know, you can't take see for granted. He takes it for granted because it always was that way. They don't recognize that they have a chiyuv to thank and praise the boyre. Because they don't know the value of the goodness that's done for them. And they don't recognize the value of the one who's giving them all these toivos. There's all the goodness that I have, and then there's who's giving me the toiv. I don't value the toiv so much because I'm used to it already. And I don't recognize the goodness of the one who's doing it for me, because the goodness isn't that great anyway, because it's a circle. And it brings a marshal. This is Tinuk that a person finds him there in the train station, abandoned child, yeah? He finds him in the midbar, and he has mercy on him, and he brings him into his house, and he feeds him, and he clothes him. It's called Masha Tovlo. He gives him whatever he needs, like his own child. Provides him with whatever he needs. And then he starts recognizing, wow, this guy did so much for me. Wow, look how much good he did for me. The same ish chesed, he has about a certain person that's in prison. And he's being very, very badly treated in this prison by his enemy. This enemy, whatever, this ish chesed goes and talks to his enemy. And speaks to him and persuades him. I don't know, maybe bribed him, whatever. I don't know, to release this prisoner. And he also brought him into his house. He only did a small portion of the good that he did for the baby, because the baby needs a lot of stuff. This prisoner was an adult when he was brought into the house. He has much more chorus of tape to the person than the baby. But the baby did much more for the baby than he did for this guy. Love Yosef, and he thanks him more. He went from having nothing to having something, when he had a mature adult appreciation of what was going on. He's able to recognize what this guy did for him, who this man must be if he did such wonderful things for me. Because the moment he gets the chesed, he has the ability to appreciate it already. The Tinuk doesn't recognize the value of what was done for him. Even after he grows up, the kid doesn't get it. He was used to it. When you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, you can see. So you phone your family to tell them. You phone your parents to say, I can see. You wake up the whole household. We're making a party today. You know what? I can see. I've been seeing for the last 50 years. What's the big deal? But if a person, God forbid, wouldn't be able to see, and he'd suddenly wake up after 50 years and see, that's what he would do. We get used to it, so you don't appreciate it. That's what I think he's trying to get across here. No person with seichel would argue that the chesed that the man did for the tinuk is much, much more encompassing and much more obvious and greater. He's got much more of a chiyuv of a koros atoyv to the ish chesed than the prisoner does. Because the tinuk doesn't fulfill these obligations, mipnei shehurgal b'toyves mikatnusoy. You're habituated it since you were a baby. V'lachenu mistakel aleihem bal dover rogel u'bilti nimno. For sure, it's never going to go. Of course, everyone can see. What's the big deal? V'doyle ma'ashom ha'kosu v'anoichi targalti la'afrayim kocham al roisa v'lo yodu ki rofisim. He doesn't know that I was the one that healed him. V'lo yoda. I picked him on my shoulders and healed him. V'lo yoda. That's the... That's the second one. There was a couple at this party on the 7th of October who managed to escape at Mamash Miracles. They were shot at, the car was shot. Mamash open miracles how they escaped. And the husband, so she recognized that no one else saved him except the Boroilon. These are Chilonim Lagamre, the guys covered in tattoos, and they were at this party, so you understand what we're dealing with. Roch Okron, there were a lot of Frum kids there as well, by the way, Rachmana Litzlan. Anyway, these are Chilonim Gamre, and she says that only the Boroilon saved us. There was no one else that saved us. There was no army, there was no one there. When they're trying to tell the cops what was going on, the cops said you drugged out. They didn't listen to them. And then they got managed to get into the cops and tell them these guys are riding around with machine guns, killing people. Yeah. Taragi. They thought, who wouldn't think such a thing? When I started hearing the first stories, the person told me, I thought he was drunk. And then I realized, even if you're drunk, you can't make up a story like that. So whatever. But you still, even today, we still can't believe what happened. Aval, he said he realized that he had to say thank you to Hashem somehow. He couldn't just carry on living the life he was living. They started keeping Shabbos. Taras Hamishpocha. Taras Hamishpocha. I can show it to you. I've got it. Taras Hamishpocha. She's not having her hair. They keep Shabbos today. Five Shabbos in that kept already. Another guy also started keeping Shabbos, put some tefillin every morning. Why? Because he reckoned. No, a lot of people get his iris. They start becoming frum. But the reason he said it was what chapped me. Because I'm also alive today and also had miracles happening for me, but I'm not. I don't know, like, I'm not starting to keep Shabbos or whatever. I mean, or do something radical. Because whatever, used to it. He recognized Hashem saved his life. There's a debt to be paid here. So he started keeping Shabbos, Tara, some Mishpocha, and I don't know, he's putting a tefillin every day. Now she's covering her hair. Else this is the Nakuda here. That's what struck me by that Meisen. Was this Nakuda? That I have to say thank you to Hashem somehow for saving my life. We said every morning. You were dead. And Hashem brought you back to life in the morning. Yeah, no. So I was yaitz. I said, my dear. And then I said, Alein Shabbat afterwards, which ties up the circle nicely, and I can get off my life. Because I said thank you, and I said Alein Shabbat. And now I'm here with my life. But it doesn't strike me because I don't feel the lack. I'm mukal in it. That's what the Chayim Salavov is saying. In order to break out of that, we're going to have to learn some Shara Bechina. And before you even start, you have to recognize this is a problem. That's what we need to do. That's the avoider we need to do. And try and do that for 3 days. No, I'm saying, I'm not being facetious. I'm just saying, we built like that. And if you know why we built like that? It's a chesed. It's a chesed. Right. If we didn't have a heart of stone, you couldn't survive. You couldn't survive. You couldn't live like that. If especially today, How do you survive today if Hashem doesn't help you by taking away a little bit of the, you couldn't survive. You stop to think what's going on at the moment. As a law you want. It's last night when they were supposed to release the hostages, they were releasing, they weren't releasing them. Just imagine what the parents, the families are sitting there thinking. You know the kids are in there and suddenly no, suddenly yes, suddenly that. And if you stop thinking about all that, you can't survive. There were people that during the Holocaust never cried. During the Holocaust, they never cried. Afterwards, they came out, whatever, they couldn't stop crying for days and days. But one guy went into his old house, he went back to his house, he saw the destruction. He lay on the floor for 3 days and cried. He didn't get up for 3 days. He lay on the floor crying for 3 days. You know why? Because he hadn't cried through the entire Holocaust. Why not? Because you can't. Hashem gives you a heart of stone. It's a chesed sometimes. If you have to walk around the whole day thinking about that blind guy now, that's it, you're finished. If you've got half a heart left, no, I'm saying. So Hashem does your chesed. No. That shikha is wired into the system. You have to help whatever you can, whatever you can. You had a moment like that. You have to. Rabbi Avigdor Miller kept lists and lists and lists of things that had happened to other people, so called bad things that happened to other people. They never happened to him. Next one, neighbor needed surgery. This one broke his arm. This one happened to him. This one's child was sick. He kept lists and lists that he used to thank Hashem every day for. You want to become great, so then keep lists like that. I mean, it's for sure, there's an avoider in thanking Hashem for all the bad things that are happening out there that you have to thank Hashem that's not happening to you without stopping to be empathetic and feeling the other guy's pain. To be able to feel the other guy's pain. It's amazing. They took a lot of the families of the Chatufim to Rav Shimon Galai. Yeah. And I heard the one woman that was there. She's a Chiloni Lagamrek. She's from one of the kibbutzim. She's one of the Doyle Israel. Since Subchamenev Kevsky was nifty, he's become like softest, sweetest man you'll ever meet. So I heard this woman, I was listening to the news and they interviewed her. And she said, I know nothing about anything. She said, I live on a farm my whole life. I know about tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers. I know how to farm. That's all I know. I know nothing else. She said, I need lo mivin beklum. They kicked me to Rav Shimon Galai. Yeah, and he changed my life. So what did he do? He cried. He cried. He didn't say anything. Why is he crying? It's not his children there. Why is he crying? It's my children. Why is he crying? She couldn't get it. But he's crying. She said, I saw a neshama for the first time in my life. That's what a charedi is, ani charedi. Ani gam rotze leot charedi. Why? Because she saw a Jew who's crying. Why is he crying? Because your children are sick or your children are captured. He's crying. He couldn't talk. He just cried with him. That's also something you can do sometimes as well to break out of this haragol. Sometimes someone comes to speak to you about a problem. Rav Moshe Feinstein was well known. Many stories. People came to see Rav Moshe and they started crying and he cried and the person left and he never knew what the problem was. His son would ask him, what did they want? He said, I don't know. The Salmana came in, she started crying. So I cried and she got up and left. Did he help her? For sure. Because when you cry with somebody, you give them strength to carry on for another day. Many stories like that. Rav Moshe Paskind, over 2,000 Aguna Shalas. Nostami cried over everyone. What are you going to tell the person? I went to Menachem Avlin, Rob, earlier, I went to Menachem Avlin. I sat there, there were people talking and talking, whatever. I had nothing to say. My mom had nothing to say. I was trying to think of whether I should be saying something. I realized there's nothing to say here. So I cried. What are you doing? He goes, I like that. He said, he's crying. So what should I do? Tell him it's all going to be okay. Tell him it's fine. Tell him da, 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 da. If I knew his son, maybe I would tell him nice things about his son. Like teachers of his kaim, whatever, people there, yeah, that's for sure. I don't even know his son. I don't think about his son. I'm sitting here with a father whose child's just been killed. With all the pain that goes into raising a child, this hits me just now. It's the whole. So what do you do? What do you say to him? I realize there's nothing to say. Anyone I saw. What are you going to say? What do you say to a person like that? Like you thought. But you feel his pain. How can you not? Hey, 5 minutes after I walked out, it was fine. I was getting on my side. But while you're sitting there, the guy's sitting 2 feet from me and he's crying. So what do you do? So you've got something. I don't know if it helped him or not. I don't know. Help me. I've got some nechama. But the next step is to go home and say thank you that your kids are still alive. Oh, Hashem. That's for sure we have to do. Whatever they're up to. Okay, Vasibus Ashlishi. Hamikrim Aroim Ashoinim Apoigim Bnei Adam. Here we go. It's not an easy one either. What we were speaking about. All these bad happenings that happen to people, whether it attacks their money, their goof, their families, there's bad stuff going on out there. And that's gonna prevent me. We have a very close family friend who grew up their whole lives knowing that Hashem is Kel Rachum V'Chanun V'Racham Avakol Ma'asov. After the 7th of October, they said, I don't believe it anymore. Then he cried Rachum, then he cried Kel Rachum. You can't tell them anything either because they're in too much pain right now. Well, he's telling you, this is one of the things that's going to stop you. The people that came out of the Holocaust, and we don't judge them, that stopped believing in God. The others that came out with their Emunah strengthened. Each person's going to they're going to relate to it the way they're going to relate to it. It's an Issoin Gadol. You don't try and say this to somebody who's sitting shiver. You keep quiet. But we need to machazak this in ourselves. First, we have to know that Hashem only does good. However counterintuitive what you see going on out there in the world, if you want to start with the Holocaust, you can go further back. You can start after the Holocaust, Russia, whatever. I'm just saying, whatever you want, wherever you want to deal with the traumas, well, you have to know, Shakol Tov. Hakol Tov, whatever's going on is good. Ain ra mi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kol mi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything and he can only do good. Beseder, you've got a million kashas. Beseder. I don't say it's not a sugin, it doesn't have to be learned properly. Each question has to be asked. Listen, kashas. It's like, no, well, the starting point is the first of Yudkimili Karim. Can't get away from that. Whatever you're going to say afterwards, either is a kasha and you have to tzarich yod, or it's going to have to fit with a kol tov. Even though Rochaim HaKadosh, which is actually a zohar, you're going to have to deal with that as well. So, the sugya will learn it. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. Either it's for good now or it's for good. For sure. There's two different dagas there as well. You know that. Rabbi Kiva Nachum is gone, so you weren't teaching us the same thing. You don't have two Tanoim teaching the same principle, and certainly not with a different lashon. Rav Akiva said, "Call my David Rachmana the top of it." Nachum Ish Gamzu said, "Gamzu the toiva." Nachum Ish Gamzu is a higher level than Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva says, "I see something that looks bad, but I know that ultimately it's for the good because Hashem only does good. That's the work we need to do." Nachum Gamzu doesn't see the bad even. Rakubitzal Krasinski didn't see Nazis in Germany. He didn't see Nazis. That's Nachum Ish Gamzu. We see Nazis, and then we have to work out. Gamzu the come out of Rachna Tovim. Even this has to somehow be for the good. Nachshim Gonzi doesn't see the wrong. He doesn't see the problem. It's all good. Rabbi Yitzhak didn't see Nazis. There were no Nazis there. That's what he said. He was there. I didn't see any Nazis. What are you talking Narish God for? He said. And Imamim B'Shleim Shabbat Mahuboy. Mahulav Adonis of Ispala Masim. There's no Nazis. There's a Kodesh Baruch who dressed up like a Nazi, but there's no Nazis. That's what he said. Tough, so we don't even know how to relate to that, let alone even grasp that. We try and work on Rabbi Akiva. You see something that looks terrible. And it is terrible. And now you have to slowly talk, accepting the fact that even though we don't understand, ultimately it's for the good. With Bulama say, oh, you're getting punished in this world, you know that you don't have to get punished in the next world. Many, many cheshbonos shamayim that we don't understand. These people forget that all these events, the Cain, Kol Hamoirish Oivim Aleim, and Kulam Toivis Shabaru Boire Maitiv Lahem, but Tornadova Vachesed. Everything that you're going through is from the Boire, it's for good, and it comes from Nadova Vachesed. When the Boir Olam, the divine wisdom, in its unbelievable infinite Chochmah, says that this event has to happen, this has to come upon you, they don't see the tzedek of Hashem in it, and they don't praise Hashem for what he's bringing upon them when he's Magala this chesed. And this foolishness, this not understanding what's going on here, brings them to be kaif in the good that a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes them. Okay, let's stop there. It's already late and we'll do this. It's been a lot of work.